Welcome to Curiously Chaotic. This podcast is basically for people who question everything from technology to human psychology and everything that seems very insignificant. But in the end, turns out it has a greater impact in the outer world. This podcast is basically made from my chaotic mind that questions so many things that might make you wonder if reality is true or not, and maybe might hurt your brain. So listen at your own expense. Today's podcast is mostly about AI. Like, today's world is everyone is shouting AI, it's good, it's bad. But let me tell you this, I am a robotics engineer myself, so I know quite a lot about AI, to be honest. But then the impact that it has on the world is not so clear. People who are not technically inclined or like don't know much about technology, what they think is AI, they think about Terminator. Oh my god, if you give AI to a robot, it will go on a killing spree and will kill everyone, like a berserker mode or something like that. It doesn't work like that. AI is meant for things that are repetitive, like there is a process that goes in and there's a process that comes out. There's certain repetitive process in the world that is still going on. For example, let's take the first example that comes into mind. It's a ticket counter. You go to a railway station or a tube or a metro or even airplanes. So you go and you buy a ticket from location A to B and you pay the money and you get the ticket. You select your seats. It's all there. But then imagine if a person is sitting there from his younger age till the time he retires and does the same job every day of his life. It gets boring, it gets dull. That's the reason most of people don't think they're amounting much in the world. Now AI can replace this. So then now there are like ticket counter machines where you just have to tap in, enter which station you want to go, pay the money through card or through cash or whatever means you want to pay it with, and then you get the ticket out. Now imagine if you add AI to that. What will happen is that you're adding a feature into a machine that does job of you inputting in them. You just have to go in front of machine, you have to tell your identity, and knowing where you're going, it will automatically give you a ticket of that place. For example, you might have initially searched from going to location A to C. Instead of your regular route A to B, you have already searched A to C. Now the AI is basically a collection of data. It's not human beings sitting beside and taking count of data, what you do, what search you do, what places you look for. It already knows. It will select A to C and it will also give you option of A to B. Now you have an option of selection, like you can select what you want to do, like you want to go to C or you want to go to B. Now that there is, because now AI can also be linked with banking services, you don't have to worry much. You just have to stand there, book the ticket, get out of there. It will directly deduct it from your bank account, or if you want to pay with cash, it's there. This is a simple example of AI. People usually misunderstand AI to be something very complex. It's not. AI basically is artificial intelligence. It's an intelligence that is supposed to be taught. Initially, when you are creating an AI yourself, it's basically like a baby. Like a baby needs to be taught A, B, C, D, and using those alphabets, you can teach them. Okay, there's B before B after A and C after B. So in that order, so you're teaching the AI to do the certain task in that particular order. It learns again and again. It does mistakes. It does many mistakes. But it learns faster than a human baby. A human baby by the age of 3 might be able to speak fluently in English. But an AI can do that in 3 hours if you're teaching it pretty well and it has a good processor. So based on that, you might be able to understand that you can think AI as a baby. AI brain and a baby brain. Just that this brain goes faster. It can become adult in like 6 hours or a day or 2. But a baby will actually take 20 years or 18 years to become an actual adult. Now you can understand that this is a similar concept that's adapted, mimicked from human minds. Anything that is technologically advanced is usually mimicked from the existing things all over the world. For example, aeroplane can be said that it's a mimicking of a bird. Helicopter can be said it's a mimicking of a dragonfly. There are many things that are made in the world that are mimicking something or the other from the nature. It's our way of imitating it and adapting it for our own use. So now getting back to AI, everyone gets scared that it will take your job. It will take your job only if it is repetitive work. Like the example I gave of a ticket counter, there is another examples such as like driving. Autonomous cars are going more and more popular among these days because it knows that it can drive better, it can understand things easier, it can sense things, it can predict things before a human can actually react. So this is still in a baby stage where the driverless cars are still learning how to operate on good roads. For example, like I live in India, so if you bring a driverless car in India, I don't think it can drive because it has to be trained to break laws to drive here because nobody follows much of law in India, to be honest. But then when they do, they do. But when they don't, they actually don't. Nobody cares, gives a shit. It's just like they want to go, they just rush in. They don't even check if it's a green signal or a red signal. They just go. And people might come from any direction. We don't follow lanes at all. So AI has to be trained certainly to function in a certain way. There was a recent article and a video that I saw online about a robot painting using AI. It was beautiful. It was basically done. For training an AI, you require a previous data, and that data are usually something that's pre-made by either human or like existing, or like you capture it from somewhere. Now for painting and for music, example, you can take an AI, train it with a certain genre. If you take a genre of Leonardo da Vinci and you train your AI with Leonardo da Vinci's art, then the next art might be similar to Mona Lisa. If you take a AI and teach only classical music to it, the next music that it can actually create on itself and unpredictable to human beings would be classical music. It won't defy the genre and make rock music if you're teaching it classical music. It's like telling a kid that learn ABCD, but now tell me what numbers they are. It's not possible. It's like you're teaching them something, it will work on those things. It will not do something else than what you have taught it. It's a learning process. It does mistake, it corrects it. You give a target A, you set a target B, and you leave it to prediction. AI predicts what it has to do based on the targets that it has. For example, if a self-driving car is going, you're sitting in the car, and it sees a person crossing the road, it knows it has to stop. But if you have trained it in a way that whatever person you see on the road, you have to kill it, it will kill it. It's basically a tool that is taught by a human being. There was another article that I read about AI was AI can be considered as a very, very powerful tool. It's just like hammer. Hammer is a tool. You can either use it to construct buildings or you can just butcher someone up. So it's the way that you use the tool will be called that. Now knife, you can create culinary art with knife or you can stab someone with it. It's basically what you do with the tool. If you teach AI to do something that's wrong or do something that's bad, it will do bad. It is a brain of itself that is learned from things. If you teach it to do good things, you teach it to help people who actually require help, it will do the helping task. Now getting back to the way that AI functions, it's taking the job of a repetitive process. It's not taking away jobs that might be complex for today's world. For example, business is a big field, engineering is a big field. For if a maintenance engineer needs work or needs help, he might have to physically go troubleshoot the system and check what those problems are. AI can predict these problems might occur, but it cannot physically go and fix it unless you're putting it in a robot. But then it still cannot fix completely because most of the problems all the time are created in an unpredictable way. There's a way to predict the unpredictable, but there's no way of predicting that unpredictableness is lying in a certain bounded conditions. Now, going further, millennials nowadays, I wouldn't call them millennials right now, I'll call them just like people living in the world, because making a cluster of people, let it be any generations. If you're doing a repetitive task throughout your life, you will always question yourself, am I even doing something meaningful for the world? Like, people nowadays are doing job because it's satisfactory to them. It feels good that they are doing that work. But if you're made to sit and just give ticket to people in a counter throughout your life for 20 years, for 30 years, for 40 years, you will get bored. You'll be bored of your life. You'll be bored of your mind. You will never think anything outside that. You'll live in a bubble. You'll rarely go to travel. You'll rarely experience something like that. You'll just be set in that particular condition. Now imagine that thing that is repetitive is always given to AI that will do the repetitive task without you doing the work for it. It's amazing because new job opportunities get open up. There are things that AI can do. So what you do is take AI, train it to do something repetitive and work with it. You don't have to be bothered by it taking your job. Meaningful work is always appreciated. But if those meaningful work is repetitive, it gets boring after a while. Don't you think so? So this is basically my take on AI. So don't worry about your jobs. Your job is safe for now. But then, if you're doing something that's repetitive, then I'm pretty sure you might be replaced sooner or later. There are things in the IT world which are being replaced continuously with AI just because it's repetitive. You don't have to sit and do the same thing again and again. That's soul draining. That's soul draining, man. So don't worry about it. If you are doing something repetitive, then probably it will take your job. But if you're doing something repetitive physically, then robots aren't advanced enough or like cheap enough to replace you. For burger flipping, there are robots that flip burgers. There are AIs that actually flip burgers. But then, it's not a bad job. It's a repetitive job, like I said. But it's not cheap to replace you, man. You're being paid, what, $10-$15 per hour? I'm not do research on that. But then, you're paid along the lines of the minimum wage, I think. But then, replacing it with something that costs like hundreds of dollars would be quite a waste of money and wouldn't amount much, I think. So you're safe, but you're also safe in the matter that people who build AIs should be monitored and they shouldn't teach something that it shouldn't be taught. Like, there was AI that was started by Facebook, there was AI that was started with Microsoft, there was AI that was started by IBM. It was shut down because it was not properly trained. It was given access to everything in the world, and world consists of lot of things. It consists of good things, bad things. But when you go online, you check the news, you always see something negative. So don't you think you're teaching an AI with all access majorly negative? That's my take on AI, and thank you for listening today. For this podcast, please share, subscribe.